March 1927. A pep rally in front of a building on the college campus is led by four male cheerleaders. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Good News. Starring June Allison, Peter Lawford, with Patricia Marshall, Joan McCracken, Ray McDonald, and Mel Torme. Associate producer, Roger Edens. Screenplay by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Based on the musical comedy by Lawrence Schwab, Lou Brown, Frank Mandel, B.G. De Silva, and Ray Henderson. Director of photography, Charles Schoenbaum. Technicolor color director, Natalie Kalmus. Songs by B.G. De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. Song, Pass the Peace Pipe, Hugh Martin, Ralph Blaine, and Roger Edens. Musical direction, Lenny Hayden. Vocal arrangements, Kay Thompson. Art directors, Cedric Gibbons and Edward Carfagno. Film editor, Albert Axt. Recording director, Douglas Shearer. Set decorations, Edwin B. Willis. Makeup created by Jack Dawn. The cast, Connie Lane, June Allison, Tommy Marlowe, Peter Lawford, Pat McClellan, Patricia Marshall, Babe Doolittle, Joan McCracken, Bobby Turner, Ray McDonald, Danny, Mel Torme, Peter Van Dyne III, Robert Strickland, Coach Johnson, Donald McBride, Pooch, Tom Dugan, Professor Burton Kenyon, Clinton Sundberg, Beef, Lauren Tyndall, Cora the Cook, Connie Gilchrist, Dean Griswold, Morris Ankrum, Mrs. Drexel, Jane Green. Produced by Arthur Freed. Directed by Charles Walters. This story takes you way, way back to another era, 1927. That was the year they were dancing the Charleston. The year Coolidge did not choose to run. The year Will Rogers was elected mayor of Beverly Hills. The year of flaming youth, when a girl was a flapper and a boy was a chic. The pep rally continues. Is for take college. Jalopy full of students pulls up.
Hiya, babe.
Hiya, gang.
Hey, hop in. We're going down to watch football practice.
No, thank you.
Hey, there's the dean.
Wow, get a load of that.
Who is it?
She's a new pledgee at our sorority, Pat McClellan.
A transfer from the Blackbriar Finishing School.
And I do hope you like it here, Miss McClellan.
I love it already, Dean Griswold. You've been absolutely charmant.
Well, goodbye, Miss McClellan.
Au revoir.
An elegant young woman saunters down the steps, basking in admiring glances from all the young men.
Hello, babe.
Hello, McClellan. Everybody, this is Pat McClellan.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Enchanté. Enchanté.
All eyes follow her as she saunters away.
Hey, wait till Tommy Marlowe gets a load of that.
All men will fall for a pretty face.
You said it.
So long, kids.
Hey, last chance to go to the field.
Ah, football.
Well, what are we waiting for,
kids? Come on, let's go.
In the team's locker room.
Okay, fellas. I hate to say it, that was a pretty nice practice. Thompson, watch your passing. Zabrowski. Nice broken field running. Beef. I'll get to you later. What do you think you're doing?
I'm just warming up. You can't hang up a cold uniform.
Come on, Bobby, get your uniform off.
Oh, gee, Pooch, I get so little chance to wear it. I like to keep it on to the last minute. Sometimes I even rub a little dirt on it just to convince myself I'm really on the team.
Don't worry, Bobby. You'll get off the bench this year.
Gee, I hope so. All the girls want football heroes.
Come on, come on.
Well, I guess that's about all. You can go to the party tonight. Hey! And you can stay out till 10 o'clock. Oh. Listen, you crybabies. You're not going to be so social this year. We're not running a Mahjong society. I want you all out for early practice. And don't forget, this is just the beginning. The first game's just a week off. Okay. Good going, Marlo. You're in the paint. You're going to be better than last year.
Thanks, Coach. I owe it all to Pucci.
Yes, I made him work this summer.
We're going to win every game this year, including the one with Colton.
Don't say it. You can think it, but don't say it out loud. The evil spirits don't like it.
Evil spirits. You're lucky you're the best trainer in this racket.
And another thing, Tommy. You got to stay away from the women this year. Remember, you're a football player. Not Rudolph Valentino.
Don't worry. Women will never interfere with the way I play. I can take them or leave them.
I wish a certain other player could say the same. Beef.
Yes, sir?
Where were you today?
Right here on the field.
Oh, yeah? Your delicate body may have been there, but that dumb head of yours was off someplace worrying about that flapper Babe Doolittle.
You're right, Coach. But I'll be all right. I'm studying psychology.
Psychology? It's black magic. Leave it alone.
No, it teaches you to act natural. You shouldn't have any repressed hostilities. If you got something inside of you, you should let them come out. So I want to announce right now, if anyone comes near Babe Doolittle, I'll kill him.
Bobby's eyes widen in fright, and he gulps hard. As Bobby finishes dressing, Tommy walks up.
All right, Bobby, hurry up.
Hey, Tommy, have you met the new bombshell yet?
Who?
The new Phi Gamma Gamma, Patricia McClellan. Burning up the campus inch by inch. Haven't you seen her yet?
No, I let the gals come to see me.
Tommy, how do you do it?
It's a cinch, and it's a snap. They just fall in your lap. And Bobby, you can make them do the same.
Who, me?
Never. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Get that gleam in your eye. And then you'll have more girls than you can name.
They dance their way outdoors.
For collegiate, collegiate clothes. Be a ladies' man.
I just look silly.
Get that swagger and get that pose. Be a ladies' man.
Oh, I couldn't.
If you think you're much too skinny with your 6-inch waist, don't just give up the fight in haste. Some girls have such peculiar taste. Be a ladies, be a ladies. Learn to be a ladies' man.
And be collegiate.
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 Walk collegiate, talk collegiate. Be a ladies' man.
A Rudy Tooty.
Along the way, other young men join them.
Be a ladies' man.
A Rudy too.
And when a ladies' man wears a certain tie, and that we're calling him his eye, you can kiss your sweetie pie goodbye. They love a ladies' man.
Oh, how I love the ladies.
Rudy too, too, Rudy too, too, too.
Get that gleam, boy, right in your eye.
I want to be a ladies' man. A Rudy too.
When they give you that frozen stare,
make believe that you just don't care.
Then in no time they're in your hair.
If you're a ladies' man.
If you're a ladies' man.
If you're a ladies' man, you gotta be a good age. You gotta know your stuff if you wanna race. You gotta sing good, dirty, and boo-boo-boo-doo. They got a ukulele lady like a she, like a you.
Ba ra 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 ra.
and also Ram.
A guy whose clothes don't fit him or a dapper Dan.
Any man who is half a man has to be a lady. Gotta be a lady.
Gonna be a lady.
Gotta be a lady.
Hope to be a lady.
Gotta be a lady.
Gotta be a ladies' man.
Look at pajamas.
Gotta be a ladies' man.
I'll pay you Tuesday.
Gotta be a ladies' man.
I really mean it.
Gotta be a ladies' man.
Tommy end their song and dance with a somersault over a hedge and a handshake. At a sorority.
Well, if I do any more of this, I won't have any strength left for the party.
What do you need strength for? Beef has to be home by 10.
Listen, I'm through with football stars that have to be home by 10. My new passion is Bobby Turner.
That skeleton? He's got about as much appeal as a string bean. He's nothing.
Yeah, he's nothing. He's on the scrub team. He can stay out all night. Oh, I'm mad about it.
Does the lucky boy know about this?
No, but he will tonight.
Of all the nerves, she can't do this to me. Where's Connie?
Hey, look at that thing. What is it?
Pat McClellan's dress.
Oh, gee. Oh,
wow. Yes. She made me fix it for her. I don't have to do that. I'm going to tell Connie.
Well, come on.
The co-ed flings a flashy beaded dress over her shoulder, and they all stomp
Connie,
off.
Here I am. What's the trouble, Elizabeth?
Oh, it's that Pat McClellan. Connie, do you know what she asked me to do? Throw some beads on her dress.
No.
Yes.
Who does she think she is, Marie Antoinette? Give me a wrench, Cora.
Connie, maybe you can say something to her.
I don't know what I'd like to say to her. Oh, give me a rag, Cora.
Here, let me look at that thing.
Cora, give me a...
Connie comes out from under the sink she's been fixing.
Holy smoke. Is this the dress?
Yeah. What do you think of it, Connie?
Isn't it the cat?
Just out of the Ziegfeld Follies. What does it need fixing?
It doesn't anymore. I fixed it.
You didn't.
Well, I'd already done it before I remembered to get mad.
Maybe I'd better have a talk with Miss McClellan.
Yeah, but what about the sink, Miss Connie?
It's fixed. Now, Connie, don't have any harsh words with her, dear. She's a new pledgee and doesn't know any better. You're perfectly right, Mrs. Drexel. After all, she is just out of finishing school.
Upstairs, Pat sits staring at herself in a mirror.
You wonderful creature. Why does everyone love you? Why are you so divine, so clever? So popular.
Connie watches her from the doorway.
I sure wish someone loved me the way you love you.
Why, Connie Lane, you know I was only fooling. That's Pop.
Sounded like true love to me. Here's that burlap bag you wanted fixed.
How sweet of you to bring it up. Merci, merci.
Look, Pat, as long as you're going to live here in the house with us, there are a few things I
well,
think
of
I'll...
Of course, naturally.
That dress, for instance. For a little sorority party, it's rather extreme.
Extreme? Really?
And obvious.
Obvious? Yes?
It's Babe, can we come in?
Entree.
Sure.
I hate to interrupt this little tete-a-tete, but the sheiks will be here any minute.
Oh, you'll just slay them in that dress, Pat.
Yes, and they're all pretty impressionable. Have you met any of them yet?
Not yet, but I hope to meet all the worthwhile ones.
Well, let's see now. Which ones are really, really worthwhile? There's Eddie Dunkelman. He's quite a catch. His father's the local butcher.
He's a little short, a little fat, but he does a mean Charleston.
You know, Pat, the boy for you is Tommy Marlowe. We're all just crazy about him.
Tommy Marlowe? Mm-hmm. Who's he?
Well, he's only the captain of the football team.
And what a chic. You know, girls, I think college contacts are terribly important. It's très nécessaire to find someone of the right background and sufficient wealth of culture.
Oh, that's so true.
Is $25 million enough culture for you? Peter Van Dyne III has it. Richest man at Tate.
Van Dyne III?
Oh, but he's such a drip.
For $25 million, let him drip.
You mean to say he's not an attractive boy?
Attractive? He's the twerpiest wet smack of all time.
Quel fromage!
Oh, what did you say?
I said quel fromage. That's what a pity in French.
Oh, you must mean dommage. Fromage means cheese. Quel fromage? What cheese?
Oh, of course. Dommage. How silly of me. Hey, come on. The fellas are here.
Oh,
is Bobby?
Go. I'm not ready.
You were saying about the dress?
Oh, forget it, Pat. I was wrong. The dress suits you perfectly.
Downstairs at the party, Pooch winds a gramophone.
Nice party, Miss Drexel.
But I want the team out of here by 10 o'clock.
Of course, Mr. Pooch. That's understood.
Babe and Beef dance.
Gee, I love to dance. I feel like I'm not even touching the floor.
You're not.
It's heaven with you in my arms. Let's go out on the porch.
Uh-uh, let's dance.
You don't love anybody else but me, do you?
Oh, no, Beef. You just don't understand me. I'm sort of like that psychology thing you were telling me about. I'm a split personality.
Oh. Well, if anyone comes near you, they'll be a split personality.
Uh-huh.
Sneakily, she motions to Bobby to cut in.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Beef, look at poor Connie. You've simply got to help her.
Pushing Beef over to where Connie is passing a sandwich tray, Babe leaves.
Beef's dying to help out. Give him something to do.
Oh, fine. Could you help me pass these?
Sure.
Thanks.
Beef fidgets uncomfortably with the tray, while Babe makes a beeline for Bobby, who does his best to get away. But she cuts him off.
Well, Bobby, here I am.
What?
It's time for that dance I promised you.
Go away. Beef said he'd kill anybody that came near you.
Well, wouldn't it be worth it?
No!
Bobby runs outside through groups of students, with Babe hot on his trail. On the porch, she pins him against a pillar.
Bobby, you and me are soulmates.
What?
I won't take no for an answer. Tell me you love me. Look at that. Goose pimples. Think it's cold? It's you.
Yeah, well, look at that. Goose pimples. You think it's you? Uh-uh, it's Beef. Let me go.
She hugs him just as Tommy passes.
It's nothing like a college education.
Bobby returns her hug. Adoring co-eds surround Tommy.
Rush me. Where is this gorgeous creature that I've been hearing so much about?
Oh, McClellan isn't down yet.
Tommy.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be back.
He joins a group of guys hovering at the bottom of a staircase.
Well, what is this, the waiting room?
Oh, we can all go home now. Marlowe is here.
Thanks. This is quite a turnout. You know, if this show isn't any good, I'm going to want my money back. All right, before the show starts, I have a little announcement to make. You are about to witness one of nature's marvels. Patricia McClellan, the female form divine. Jungle potentates have fought for one smile from her cruel lips. All right, for only 10 cents, 1/10 part of a dollar, you will actually see this little lady descend these stairs, placing one dainty foot before the other. All right, watch her, what?
Pat strolls down the stairs in the clinging beaded dress.
Oh, Pat, my dear, some of these boys you already know, but I'd like to introduce you to a few more. Patricia McClellan, Clyde Waters, Richard Tripper, Eddie Dunkelman.
Hello. And I'm Tommy Marlowe.
Oh, that was a charming speech you made, Mr. Marlowe. You've obviously spent most of your life in a freak show.
I was only kidding, Miss McClellan. You're really terrific. I'll tell you more about you while we're dancing.
Shall we go on, Mrs. Drexel? Oh, yes. This is Grover Smith, and this is Peter Van Dyne, the third.
Spinning around, she offers her hand.
I've heard so much about you. I believe my mother might have met your mother at Newport.
Well, that's very possible.
Yes.
Would you get a dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
Kind of cold in here, isn't it?
Yeah, Tommy. How does it feel to get the brush?
How do you like her, Tommy?
She's not so hot. Just trying to play hard to get.
Hey, Danny.
Outside.
And you're the first touch of refinement I found here. The first person I can really talk to.
Peter blows smoke in Pat's face.
That makes me very happy.
I'd like to make you 100 million times as happy.
100 million? Oh, Peter. Don't know what this means.
Excuse me, my lord. Could I interest you and the Duchess in a moldy canopy?
Not very funny, Marlowe.
Oh, I'll try one first, my lord, in case we suspect poison. Which isn't a bad idea.
You're more at home in a freak show. You
Van Dyne! Van Dyne!
Yes, what is it?
Phone call for you, long distance, New York.
What? Where, inside?
No, at the dormitory.
Dormitory? Well, I better scoot. Pat, I'll only be a few minutes.
It'll seem like eons, my dear.
Tommy signals his friend to get lost.
I hope it isn't bad news.
10 o'clock. Football team out of here pronto. Everybody out.
Isn't that your cue? You do have something to do with football, don't you?
Are you kidding? Why, I'm the captain of the team. Pat, I don't get this. What's the matter with me? I'm a pretty popular guy.
Really?
Why, it looks like this year I'll be All-American.
All-American? Does that mean you become a citizen?
Oh, come on, Pat. Don't be an iceberg. You got to melt someday.
Mr. Marlowe, haven't I made it clear to you that I don't like you?
Look, Pat, I'll spin you into town tomorrow night. We'll have dinner, go dancing somewhere, just the two of us. I'll pick you up at 6, okay?
Quelle effronterie!
Pat! Pat, my dear.
Peter, what is it?
I phoned the dormitory in some kind of trick. There was no call for me at all.
No call?
Well, I think I better be going. Yes, don't forget about tomorrow night.
When Tommy leaves, Pat takes Peter by the arm, and they stroll off.
I'm glad you could stay, Peter.
So am I.
I just knew when I came down those stairs that this was going to be my lucky night. It's like fate.
It was accidental. We just met by chance. Yet I'm very certain you will be my big romance. Football players bore me. All they've got is health. But you, my sweet, are joy complete. Because you've got such wealth of culture. Lucky in love. Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Good breaks are few. Few skies are blue. But bad luck scattered when I first looked at you. I don't care what the future will bring. If we're there together, I won't need a thing. I say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me oh so lucky in love.
Peter nuzzles her ear. Nearby, Babe and Bobby pop up from behind a chair.
Lucky in love, lucky in love. Don't you know when you are lucky in love? You're just my speed. Why must I plead? Oh, come to Baby in her. Buzz on your cheek. I love you. Lucky in love. If you trust me, then we must be oh so lucky in love.
In love, lucky in love. You're lucky if you're lucky in love.
You're lucky.
Lucky in love.
You're lucky.
Lucky in love.
Lucky in love. Lucky in love. Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Girl, days are few, few skies are blue, but bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind if at poker I'm green, if I stand ace high with a beautiful queen. I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me oh so lucky, so darn lucky.
In the kitchen.
Lucky in love, lucky in love. Guess never will be lucky in love. Some girls are gay, know what to say, but when I talk, I scare the fellas away. If my dream man should ever arrive, I can bet he won't even know I'm alive. Lucky in love. Must be fun to be someone who's oh so lucky in love.
In love, lucky in love. You're lucky if you're lucky in love. You're lucky in love. You're lucky in love. So lucky, lucky, lucky if you're lucky in love.
Lucky in love. Up to now I've been so lucky in love. Never was spurned, never got burned. The cat's pajamas where the girls were concerned.
But now I'm acting just like a dope. It's the first time some baby said it's no soap and meant it. Lucky in love.
Pat arrives dragging Tommy's messenger friend.
It was you. Of all the uncouth, contemptible tricks.
Oh, Pat, I just wanted us to have a chance to get together.
Get together? I never want to see you again, you. You're absolutely Anne Carrigy.
What's that?
That's French.
Pat grabs Peter and struts away.
Gal sure put you in your place when she called you Anne Carrigy to your face. Oh, browser, she got a shot.
You're lucky in love, you're lucky, so lucky, it's all so lovely, if you are lucky.
Next day at the library on campus, Connie checks out a student's books.
I think these have what you're looking for, Jim.
Oh, that's fine, Miss Lane. Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
As she's tidying up, Tommy arrives.
Why, Mr. Marlowe, what on earth are you doing here?
Well, why? Can't anyone come in here?
Yes, but I naturally thought you made some mistake. This is scarcely the favorite hangout for the football team.
Well, I don't know what you mean. I've often been in here doing research, you know.
Not in the past 3 years, you haven't.
What makes you say that?
I work here, Mr. Marlowe. I'm the assistant librarian.
In that case, I'll never lie again. But how come you look so familiar? Where have I seen you before?
Oh, you've seen me 100 times in the past 3 years. In fact, you stood right next to me at the punch bowl last night. My name is Connie Lane.
Babe's roommate. Well, for crying out loud, then you're a student.
Yes.
Well, what do you want to work here for?
Oh, it helps pay my tuition. It's something called working your way through college.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At your service.
Well, where's the French dictionary? I want to look up a word.
Well, I'm majoring in languages. What do you want to know?
You ever heard of a French word, incorrigible?
Oh, you must mean incorrigible.
That's the one. What does it mean?
Same thing it means in English. Impossible. Incorrigible, past reforming.
That's what I thought.
And Miss McClellan spoke the word beautifully. I heard it all the way in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to give her that parlez-vous right back again. Who's the best French teacher in school?
Professor Kenyon.
I'll sign up for a course with him.
Oh, don't get carried away. Kenyon is a tough bird and he hates football players.
Well, I've never flunked a subject yet. I'll bet it's easy. Come on, throw me a few words.
Oh, don't be silly. It's closing time.
Oh, come on.
Well, all right. The book, le livre.
Le livre, the book.
The pen, la plume.
La plume, the pen.
La chaise.
La chaise.
Le crayon.
Le crayon.
Le cahier.
Le cahier.
Le papier.
Le papier.
Noir, rouge, blanc. Our black, red, white.
Rouge, blanc, noir.
You're fairly bright. Now please go back.
I bet I get them right. Rouge, blanc et noir, le papier, le cahier, le crayon, la chaise, la plume, le livre, et rouge, la chaise, et noir.
That's wonderful.
You call this work, it's more like play. In no time flat, je parle français.
Had enough?
No, I'm just starting.
All right, you ask for it. The door, la porte.
La porte, the door.
Of wood, du bois.
Du bois, of wood.
To open, ouvrir.
Ouvrir, to open.
To shut, fermer.
Fermer, to shut.
The pronouns that you need are je and vous.
Je means me, and vous means you.
Now, do them all.
Just watch me plow right through. Je and vous, to shut, fermer, to open, ouvrir, la porte du bois, rouge, blanc, et noir, le papier, le cahier, le crayon, la chaise, la plume, le livre, j'ouvre, la porte, je ferme, la porte.
That's marvelous.
My thirst for learning you can't quench. Come fill me up to here with French.
More?
More.
You'll explode.
Who cares?
The hand,
La main.
La main, the hand.
The mouth, la bouche.
La bouche, the mouth.
Les yeux sont bleus.
They sure are blue.
Les cheveux.
The hair, the cheveux.
The words for boy and girl, garçon et fille.
Garçon et fille are he and she.
Now, from the top.
I'll get my French degree. Garçon et fille, les cheveux, the hair, les yeux sont bleus, la bouche, la main, je et vous, tu chattes fermé, tu open, ouvrir la porte du bois, rouge, blanc et noir, papier, cahier, le crayon, la chaise, le plume, le livre. Mesdames, messieurs, les yeux sont bleus.
You're crazy.
Won't you come and join me in a dance? I am the president of France.
He ends with a sweeping bow.
Gee, this is fun.
Yes, I know.
I never knew that learning anything could be fun. Just look at all these books waiting to be read.
Oh, anybody can come in and read them.
Yeah, no cover charge. You know, when I was a little kid, I used to love to read. I wanted to find out about everything.
Gosh, I thought I was the only kid who ever felt that way.
You too?
Uh-huh.
I wanted to find out about everybody in the whole world. But don't bother that now. Come on. You know, there was a little creek back home. I used to take a canoe and make believe that I was traveling all the countries I'd ever read about. Bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
I was Huck Finn going down the Mississippi and down the Volga and the Nile and the Seine. All of them. And then sometimes at night I'd just sit there in my canoe and look up at the stars.
I used to look up at them from our rooftop in Chicago and think of all the people all over the world looking up at the same stars and thinking about them in lots of different languages.
Yeah. Now the whole world just seems to be a little Tate College. I never think about anything but being a big football star. Well, that'll be over in a few months, and then what?
Oh, as long as you don't forget about that boy in the canoe, you'll be fine. I think he has a great future.
You're quite a girl.
They step outside.
You know, when I walked in here a few minutes ago, I was feeling kind of sorry for you.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Having to work your way through school and missing a lot of good times. Not having the best things in life.
The best things in life? I've got them. Everybody has.
There are so many kinds of riches, and only one of them is gold. The wealth you miss, remember this. Worthwhile things cannot be bought or sold.
Beneath a tree in the courtyard, Tommy can't take his eyes off Connie.
Gee, I learned a lot of things today. La main, les yeux, la bouche.
Tommy tilts her face up and kisses her lightly.
What does that mean in French?
En passé.
En passé?
Leaning down again, he gives her a lingering kiss.
It's just as nice in both languages, isn't it? Gee, what a vocabulary I got. Wait till I spring this on Pat. That'll put a dent in her.
Why don't you just hit her over the head with a hockey stick?
Angry, Connie runs inside. Later in class.
So we'll review the use of the French pronoun for the benefit of those who have come into the class late. Il, he or it. Elle, she or it. Heel A.
Thank
he you. Is. L A. She is. Heel.
Diligently, Tommy takes notes. Masculine. Outside.
Are you sure he's in this class?
Yeah, they'll be out any minute now. But you gotta do something. It's a downright case of French schizophrenia, if I ever saw one.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll see that he gets rid of all this baloney. You just leave it to Pucci.
Tommy comes out.
Je t'aime, je t'adore.
Good luck in the game tomorrow, Tommy.
Huh?
Good luck in the game, the opening game.
Oh,
tomorrow,
yeah, it's a cinch.
Remember?
It's in the bag. Thanks.
Thank you.
Je t'aime.
Oh, it's in the bag, eh?
Hiya, Pucci, what's the matter?
You and your French course, that's what's the matter. You're gonna flunk it. Then where'll our team be?
Oh, dry up, Pucci. Je t'aime. Je t'adore. Les yeux bleus.
What's that?
This is my French speech. I'm going to spring it on a certain little Sheba this afternoon.
Oh, I get it. It's that McClellan dame. Tommy, have you gone nuts?
Yes.
In Tommy's room.
And another thing. The boys don't understand a word you're saying on the field. They're waiting for the signals. You give them the signals, but they're in French.
Sure. 41, 18, 69, 11. Hup. Guess I can't help it, Pucci. Language comes easy to me. I've only been in the class 5 days, and already I speak like a native. I don't know what country, but like a native.
Comes easy, huh? Well, do you think that your Polly Wu Francais is going to charm Crenshaw for the field tomorrow? Do you? Do you?
I don't know about that, but it's going to charm McClellan into going to the prom with me tomorrow night. All right, Pucci, vamos. I got to study my speech.
Hey, Tommy!
My chauffeur!
Tommy opens his window.
Yeah, I found her. She's a Gimple Dingus having a soda with Van Dyne.
All right, keep the engine boiling. I'll be right down.
Grabbing his notebook, he checks it.
Ah, je t'adore, je t'aime. Vous êtes merveilleux.
Bobby's jalopy is parked at the curb.
Hi, Pooch, can I drop you someplace?
Yeah, over the nearest cliff.
Gee, anything wrong?
Things are so wrong, we may wind up using you on the team.
Well, what's wrong with that?
From the back seat.
Nothing if your money's on the opposite team.
Babe, go away.
Is that all you have to say to me?
No, leave me alone. How long have you been in this car?
I hopped in when you drove by the soda shop. I just had an ice cream cone and a glass of milk. By now it's a malted. Can't you see I'm trying to say I love you?
Listen, I told you the other night that I wouldn't have anything to do with you. I value my life. I love life and I want to live. Sure, I like you and all that, and if circumstances were different, well, you and me, that might be how I'd like it to be.
Babe hides under a blanket as Beef approaches.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether government of the people, by the people, and for the people, give me liberty or give me... Oh, hello, Beef.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was practicing a little speech.
I thought I saw you here with someone.
With somebody?
Yeah, Babe.
How silly. Just us two, just Jalopy and me, and Baby makes three.
You sure she wasn't here?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Turner, you don't like Babe, do you?
Like her? I can't stand her. Silly little flapper.
What do you mean, silly little flapper?
No, I mean she's great. She's the bee's knee, she's the catch meow, and she loves you.
Oh, yeah?
What'd you say?
I said, oh, yeah, she loves you, yes, sir.
I'm glad you said that, because if you hadn't, I might have done this.
Beef tears at the car.
Hey, my fender!
You know how upset I get over Babe? I'm a highly tense person. You know when you keep your inhibitions locked up tight, sometimes they just break open.
He throws the door in the back seat.
Oh, well, when you hurt this car, it's just like hurting me.
I lose control. I just got shaken up for a spot of time. You don't know how I suffer.
Beef, not so loud, my car!
Oh, is this your car?
It was.
Gee, I'm sorry. When I get mad, I don't know what I'm doing. It's like I'm hypnotized.
Well, that's all right.
Give me a lift over to Gimpeldinger's, will you?
Sure, hop in. No, in front!
Still stunned from his outburst, Beef meekly climbs in beside Bobby.
Come on, fellas, let's go. Hey, Bobby, better take better care of your car. Get a little shabby.
No, in front!
Tommy squeezes in beside Beef, but before they can pull away, several friends hop aboard. And as they drive up the street, more guys jump on. Overflowing jalopy chugs to a stop at the soda shop. And the gang piles out. Bobby nudges at Beef to hurry him out of the car. Finally, a disheveled Babe crawls out from under the blanket.
Well, old place hasn't changed much. Wonder if McKinley's still president.
She heads for the door. Inside.
Ah, bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. J'ouvre la porte.
Babe stumbles in.
Je ferme la porte. Garçon, une split de banane, s'il vous plaît.
Pat and Peter sip sodas, ignoring Tommy.
Le français, c'est le langage de l'amour et de la guerre. Allons, enfants de la patrie. Ah, ah, I drink à la most beautiful femme dans la chambre. Elle knows who elle is. Mademoiselle.
Tommy goes to their table.
Beat it, Marlowe.
Mademoiselle, I have composed a little speech just for you in your own language. Je t'aime, je t'adore. Les mains blanches, les yeux bleus, les oreilles petites, les dents comme les perles, la bouche rouge. Oh, mademoiselle, que vous êtes belle, que vous êtes délicieuse. Mon cœur s'ouvre à ta voix. Oh, le jour de gloire est arrivé. Therefore, mademoiselle, after the game tomorrow, I would be honored if you would accompany me to the prom.
Mr. Marlowe, you are a pain in the neck in any language. I'm going to the prom with Mr. Van Dyne. You may be able to memorize lines, but you can't memorize good manners.
She flashes Peter a smug grin.
Okay, Miss McClellan. Maybe it took a ton of bricks to fall on me, but I guess I get the idea. You win. I won't take up any more of your valuable time.
Tommy leaves the soda shop.
Look, Pat. You keep treating Tommy like that, and he might lose the game for Tate tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm afraid Mr. Marlowe's career just doesn't interest me.
Watch this. I'll get her interested.
Leave Pat alone, kids. Just because he's our college hero, she doesn't have to throw herself at his feet. But I don't blame him. After all, what'll he be when he gets through college? The pickle king of America.
The what?
Oh, didn't you know? His father's the Marlowe Pickle Works.
How sordid. Pickles.
Yeah, $30 million worth. Isn't it disgusting? And still, poor Tommy has no one to go to the dance with. All that dough, most popular guy in school, no date. Maybe you're betting on the wrong horse, Pat.
I'll thank you to mind your own business.
Temper, temper. A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look great, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man. Whom all agree, it's plain to see, nobody could be wiser than. With your tempers getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peas pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peas pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Tripolopecs too. You're cranky, try to use a little restraint. Fold that hanky and wipe off all of that war paint. But if you wanna be an all right guy, not a long faced loser, the night guy, write that apology and imagine when you call it friend of passion. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the chop. Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas, and those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chippewas, and those Chickudamies, Chepachets, and Chickapees, Chochos, Tangos, Chattanoogas, Chicharos.
Babe, joined by a group of students, breaks out in a rousing red-hot dance number. Babe grabs Bobby up off his chair to be her partner. Some of the dancers beat a rhythm out on the stools while Babe and Bobby do a war dance in the center of a circle. Standing on top of the counter, holds Babe under his arm, while Babe and Bobby feed each other from a banana split. At the campus.
Professor Kenyon! Professor Kenyon!
Oh, Miss Lane.
I was on my way to your office. I've corrected those test papers. I might as well give them to you now.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Oh, yes, the elementary class. Why, that was a fast job.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, gee, Connie, it's good to see you.
Oh, excuse me, Professor.
Marlowe, you ought to watch your step in more ways than one. I've got your first exam paper right here. How did our football star do, Miss Lane?
Oh, a perfect paper, 100%.
I did?
Well, I'm surprised. Well, just don't get careless now. You've got to toe the mark with me. Football and studies don't mix, you know. Good day.
He's a pleasant old cuss, isn't he? Well, I gotta go to football practice.
Connie shyly starts walking away from Tommy, but he joins her.
Got a perfect paper. You know why, don't you? It's all your work. It's just a vocabulary test, mostly words you taught me that day.
Yes, I know.
You know, it isn't half as much fun when Kenyon teaches it. I never have the least impulse to kiss him.
Speaking of your impulses, how about Pat McClellan? Are you making a dead honor with your French?
No. Oh, here, I'll take these.
He takes her books.
Guess I should have used that hockey stick. But that doesn't matter anymore. I knew that the second I bumped into you just now. I tell you, I just don't care. I don't care if I never see her again in my life. In fact, will you go to the prom with me tomorrow night?
After she turns you down, no thanks.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm glad she did, because now I can ask you.
Play second fiddle? No thanks.
She takes her books back.
Guess I don't blame you.
Well, who are you going to ask now?
Nobody. I'm not going to go stag. Guess I won't go at all.
Not go to the prom?
No.
Oh, but that's silly. It'll practically be in your honor.
I'll go if you'll go with me.
Well, all right.
You will? Oh, that's wonderful. I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock. I'm late now for practice. Goodbye.
Good luck in the game.
He comes back to her and stares into her eyes.
Oh, they sure are blue.
Turning, he leaps over a bush and runs off, leaving Connie smiling happily. In a dreamlike trance.
Hi, Connie.
Connie approaches the sorority house.
Connie, hello. Connie.
Hello.
Walking into the door, she drops a book and just leaves it there, inside.
So I told her if that's what she... Hello, Connie.
Hi.
She starts upstairs.
Miss Connie.
Yes?
The sink, it's acting up again.
It is. How nice.
How do you like that?
Connie.
She must be going crazy.
Overwork. She's having a breakdown. Poor kid. I gotta do something.
Babe runs up the stairs after her.
Connie, are you all right?
Babe, guess what?
What?
I'm going to the prom tomorrow night.
So that's it. How wonderful. Who are you going with?
You'll never guess.
All right, then you better tell me.
Oh, I know it seems impossible, but he likes me.
Who?
Tommy. Tommy Marlowe.
Tommy? Oh. Look, Connie, I think I ought to warn you. Pat's...
Oh, Pat. He told me all about that. It's all over.
Are you sure?
Oh, of course I'm sure. Don't spoil my fun, babe. What do you think I should wear?
A suit of armor.
Oh. Just think, I'm going out with a football hero.
Later on the field, Tommy runs with the ball while Connie watches and cheers from the library window. The head librarian taps her on the shoulder to shush her. Smiling proudly, Connie walks away from the window. The teams line up again. Tommy takes a handoff, somersaulting over the pileup of players at the line of scrimmage. He runs all the way down the field for a touchdown. In the stands, Pat cheers and waves. Tommy waves to Pat as he is carried off the field on the shoulders of his teammates. They set him down in front of her. He lifts her up and over the fence. Helping her down onto the field, they make their way under the bleachers.
Oh, Tommy, I'm so thrilled. You made a football fan out of me overnight. Oh, Tommy, I was so mistaken about you. But then today, when I saw you out on the field, I suddenly realized that maybe I was so rude to you because I really liked you. But I didn't want to let myself like you as much as I could like you if I really let myself.
Gee, Pat, this is so crazy. It's so wonderful. I don't know what to say.
I know what to say. Can I go with you to the prom tonight?
What? Can you? Oh, this is terrific. Oh, wait a minute. What about Van Dyne?
Oh, he just doesn't matter. Poor Peter, he's really so stuffy.
Oh, I should have known the minute you saw me play a game. Gee, this is so wonderful. This is the greatest day of my life. I win the opening game and you at the same time. Mademoiselle, voulez-vous accompagner moi à la prom ce soir?
Your French is beautiful. Enchanté, monsieur. Enchanté.
See you tonight, then.
Tonight.
They seal their date with a quick kiss.
Connie!
Dashing into the change room, he rushes to his locker. Grabs a coin from a pocket and reaches for the phone.
372J, please.
At the sorority.
So I said to him, listen, Herbert, if you think I'm just one of those red-hot mamas and all that, well, I want you to know that you're very badly mistaken.
Tommy hangs up. Later.
372J, please. That's right.
Still at the sorority.
After all, I said, Herbert, you may think you're a sheik, but your harem's going to have to do without me. That is, unless you change your tune.
Tommy hangs up the phone again. Sometime later, he tries again.
372J, please.
At the sorority, the girls get ready for the party.
Long enough. It's all yours, June.
Georgia, look. I got an orchid. Hey, look, Joe sent me an orchid.
Oh, boy.
Lawrence, that powder.
Those from Bill?
Uh-huh. Aren't they pretty?
Beautiful.
So listen here, Herbert. I don't think the car really is out of gas. And if you think I'm going to walk home, you've got another guest coming. I brought my roller skates. And furthermore, I want you to know that...
Oh, for Pete's sakes. You've been on that telephone for 2 hours.
Oh, well, goodbye, Sally. Huh? Who's taking me to the dance? Well, who do you think? Herbert.
How do I look? You sure don't look like a librarian.
Oh, I don't feel like one.
Hey, Connie, telephone call for you. Oh, say, babe, I was working on that step you were doing the other day at Gippelinger's. I know it starts like this.
No, no, you're all wrong.
No?
Throw your hip out like this.
Oh.
Then you do.
Oh, that's cute like that.
That's it. Oh, I love that.
Connie stops in the doorway.
See you later.
Okay, sure. See you later.
Don't tell me. I know.
He broke the date. He's going with Pat. Babe, I feel so awful.
Aunt Connie, don't cry.
Please. How could he do that? Call up at the last minute. He's horrible.
No, he's just so dumb.
He is not dumb. He got a 100% on his first French exam.
No, it's all my fault. I sicked her onto him. I had to open my big mouth. Gee, Connie, I didn't know you liked him. Fine friend I turned out to be.
Oh, don't blame yourself. He didn't have to change his mind the minute she came running. Not if he didn't want to. I guess he wanted to.
Hey, babe, you ready?
Connie, I won't go. I'll stay here with you.
Oh, that's sweet, but it wouldn't help either one of us.
Well, look, Connie, there must be a way of fixing this. I'll try.
No, don't. Don't try to fix anything. I don't want him anymore. You have a good time.
Well, what'll you do?
Oh, I'll read my favorite book, Les Miserables.
Regretfully, Babe turns and leaves.
Have fun. Bye.
Heartbroken, Connie wanders over to the window and watches her classmates load into their cars.
I thought I'd found my ideal man. I always knew he'd arrive. Though he's a true heart appeal man, he doesn't know I'm alive. But I don't spend my time in grieving. I've learned the trick of make-believing. So if I can't have my real man, there's only one way to thrive.
Sitting on the window seat, she hugs a pillow.
Just imagine that he loves me dearly. Just imagine that I'm his sincerely. I'm pretending that he's sending love notes ending. I love you.
Buries her head in the pillow. Weeks later at the college, students check midterm examination marks posted on a bulletin board.
Come on, kiddies, hurry up, break it up. Break it up, we want to see if we have a game here, sir. Come on.
Marlowe. D in English. D in history. D in physics. C in biology. Why, he never got those kind of marks before.
He hasn't been studying, Coach. This McClellan dame is leading him around by the nose.
Well, he just about made it.
Oh, yeah? Where's the French marks?
You're not posted yet, Pooch.
Hey, Coach, I passed in everything. Guess I'll play that big game Saturday, huh?
Beef, you're a genius. Now all we have to do is worry about Tommy.
Where is he?
Babe saunters in, all dreamy-eyed.
Hey, Babe, you passed everything.
I did! Bobby! Bobby! I told you last night I passed.
Hey, did you see him last night?
Here comes Tommy.
Well, kids, here I is.
Hi. Darling, it's here I am.
It's only a slang expression.
But, darling, I don't like when you speak bad grammar.
Okay, darling. Hi, Coach. Hello, Pucci.
Hello, darling.
Well, do I play the big game Saturday?
Yeah. You passed everything, Tommy.
But?
What do you mean, but?
The French mark's aren't up yet.
Oh, now, Coach, you're not going to worry about that. My best subject. My Saturday's going to be my big day. We're going to take Colton and mop up the field with him.
I hope so.
And don't forget, Tommy, Saturday's a big day for another reason, too.
Huh?
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, shall we tell everybody?
Connie enters.
Yes, why not?
Well, listen, everybody. Saturday, after Tommy wins the big game, oh, you tell him, Tommy.
Okay. All I wanted to say, kids, was that after the big game with Colton Saturday...
He notices Connie in the doorway.
Pat and I are going to announce our engagement.
Engagement?
Connie, ignoring a smug look from Pat, strides across the room and posts the French marks.
Holy mackerel.
What is it?
F.
Oh!
They can't do this to me.
Can't? They did.
Well, that's that.
What do you mean, that's that? We've got to do something. You're going to play that game Saturday.
I know. The D.
Led by Tommy, Pooch, and the coach, the crowd marches down the hallway to the dean's office. Tommy throws open the door. The dean slowly gets up from behind his desk. With frantic gestures, the trio plead their case. When the dean shakes his head, they get down on their knees and beg. Reconsidering, the dean points down the hall. Rushing off down the hallway, they're followed by the crowd of students.
Miss Lane, the dean and Professor Kenyon have decided to give Marlowe a re-examination in French tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
How nice for him.
Well, when can you start coaching him?
Me?
Sure.
Yes, you. Marlowe says you're the best.
Tell Mr. Marlowe I thank him for the compliment, but I'm much too busy. Tell him to ask Miss McClellan.
She says that...
Connie, I don't want them to bother you. Pat's spoken French since she was a child, but she's not up on her grammar, and
Mr. Marlowe, quel fromage.
What?
Listen, Miss Lane, I don't care what you think about Marlowe personally, but that game next Saturday's a dead duck without him.
Yeah, sure.
I don't really care whether Mr. Marlowe plays or not.
You don't?
You mean you lose the game for the school?
That's treason. You're building the foundations of a lifetime guilt complex.
Tommy, baby, I know how you feel, but you've no choice.
It's for dear old Tate.
You've got to do something.
All right, for dear old Tate.
Oh.
Tell Mr. Marlowe I'll meet him at the sorority house at 8 o'clock. In the kitchen.
Tommy is the last to leave.
Gee, thanks, Connie.
Later that night at the sorority house, some couples practice dance steps while others sit chatting. In the kitchen.
Now name the verbs that take être instead of avoir.
Aller, tomber, sortir, partir. Venir. Oh, I can't think of any more.
That's hardly the right attitude, Mr. Marlowe. You have an exam to pass.
Yeah, I know.
Look, Professor Kenyon is devoting his time to giving you this chance. And I'm giving up my time. The least you can do is concentrate.
Yeah, I keep thinking of so many other things. Connie, won't you even talk to me?
You were doing splendidly with those verbs, Mr. Marlowe. Would you try them again, please?
Okay. Aller, tomber, sortir, partir, venir.
The music distracts them. Back in the main room, Danny leans on the piano and gazes at the co-ed playing.
The moon belongs to the best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you.
Connie's eyes meet Tommy's.
The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine.
Connie, you've got to let me say I'm sorry. You haven't even talked to me for 2 months.
There's nothing to talk about. You'd better study, because if you study, you'll play, and if you play, you'll win. And when you win, you'll be engaged to Pat. Isn't it?
Yes, sure. That's what I want.
Well, you'd better finish that translation, and then we'll be through for the night.
The best things in life. The best things in life.
La lune s'est à tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Le ciel, c'est là pour tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Les fleurs de printemps, les oiseaux qui chantent, ces belles choses sont tout pour moi, pour vous. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are.
Their lips gently brush, but Connie reluctantly turns away.
How am I doing?
Just a few little mistakes.
Mistakes? I mean, one after the other. Starting with breaking that date with you.
Well, that was no mistake. You got what you wanted.
Yeah, I guess so. Gee, it's funny to think about being engaged. I wonder what it's like to be stuck with one person for life.
If it were the right person, you wouldn't consider yourself stuck.
Well, I didn't exactly mean stuck. I mean, do you ever think about yourself after college, settle down, married?
Of course. I guess every girl has a pretty good idea of what she wants.
Yeah? What do you want?
Oh, I guess I'd like to have a family to bring up and be able to go to concerts and theaters, balcony seats. And have people over to the house. Nice little house.
A vine-covered cottage, maybe?
Or an apartment. I guess the important thing is finding the right fellow. It sounds pretty dull to you, doesn't it?
No. No, it sounds wonderful.
What do you want?
Well, I guess...
Hello.
Pat.
Just dropped in to see how the lesson is progressing. The patient will live. I didn't know a French lesson included singing love songs. You were listening. I heard Tommy's voice, and I naturally thought he was singing for me. I need hardly remind you that we're practically engaged.
Making a play for a practically engaged man is a very unladylike thing to do.
So is listening at keyholes.
Why, you...
Oh, don't worry, Pat. Tomorrow, Tommy will get every one of those answers right because he loves you. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't want him if he were the last man on the campus. Well, you picked the perfect mate for yourself. He's inconsiderate, vain, selfish, and you can't believe a word he says. And the same goes for you. You deserve to be stuck with each other. Congratulations. I know you'll both be very happy.
Connie dashes from the room, leaving Pat glowering at Tommy.
Tommy, what's
Students have gathered outside the professor's office. While inside...
Well, do you want to correct it?
Oh, he passed all right. It's almost silly to look.
Well, we'll see.
Checking Tommy's paper.
Well, what is this? Some kind of a joke?
What?
Well, listen to this. Name the French verbs that take etre. Answer, hit her over the head with a hockey stick.
What?
Question, give the French word for 10 objects in the room. Answer, the best things in life are free.
Go ahead.
Write a short composition in French describing your home. He's answered it in English. My home is a vine-covered apartment with people in the balcony and 12 children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Oh, Professor, do you know what this means?
I certainly do not.
It means he loves me.
What?
He loves me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he knows his French. He could have passed, but he wanted to flunk, so he did it on purpose, don't you see?
No, I don't see.
He didn't want to pass because he didn't want to play because he didn't want to be engaged to Pat.
You mean he loves you so much he'd even lose the game for the school?
Yes. And I love him, too.
Well, just a minute, Connor. You tell me this boy really knows his French.
Well, he knows a code.
Well, I've certainly got to admire him. He's made a big sacrifice, giving up something that must mean a good deal to him, winning that game tomorrow. Means a good deal to the school, too.
Well, yes, I know, but...
As you're aware, I'm not the school's greatest football enthusiast, but under the circumstances, I think I ought to pass him.
Pass him?
Now, you'd feel pretty guilty if he didn't play in that game tomorrow, wouldn't you?
But if he wins, then Pat's got him.
Connie, you'll have to work out your personal problems without involving the whole school.
But
I'm afraid you'll have to find some other way.
Well, I hate to say it, but I guess you're right.
Well, I'll leave it up to you. Shall I pass him?
Hey, Connie!
Did he pass?
Hey, yeah, did he pass?
Come on!
Let us know.
Hey,
what
do you know?
With a look of resignation, she walks to a window and opens it.
After carefully considering Mr. Marlowe's unusual examination paper and being somewhat surprised at the rather remarkable answers to some of the questions, Professor Kenyon has decided that, well, he's interested in... though he doesn't approve of some of the phrasing used, he feels that Mr. Marlowe has demonstrated a real feeling for the language.
Well, what is it?
He passed.
Staring at Connie in disbelief, Tommy is hoisted up onto his teammate's shoulders and carried off. Later, at the game, Colton kicks off. Tate receives and returns the ball. In the huddle, Tommy makes the calls. Lining up for the play, it's Tate's ball. Beef passes to Tommy, who bobbles it. It's intercepted. The Colton player charges down an almost open field to a touchdown. In another play, Tommy juggles the ball and then is tackled in the end zone. The scoreboard shows Colton is ahead 8-0.
Trying to
Colton has. Isn't his little woman here to spur him on to glory?
No, Pat's at the house fixing her prom dress. I suppose she figures the game's in the bag.
Tate is held at the line of scrimmage, and Beef ends up at the bottom of a pile of players. As the referee rolls him off the ball, Beef grimaces and holds his side.
Beefy, are
you? Pooch and some team players help him up. The doctor examines Beef in the locker room.
That hurt?
A little. Well, Doc, just how bad is it?
Can't tell until we take an x-ray. When you finish dressing, come over to the infirmary.
We better finish the game in the infirmary.
But you see, I didn't... Take it easy. Save your strength. We may need you for the Maypole dance next spring.
You're all invited. That's right, laugh, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. Popcorn, crackerjack, champagne for everyone. All right.
I suppose you guys thought I'd come in here and fall the living daylights out of you. Scream, rant, lose my mind. But nothing like that's going to happen. I'm perfectly calm.
I'm not going to let a little old football game upset me. I could go through the whole lot of you and tell you what you done wrong, but you know what you did. Zabrowski, that end run. Heppel, where were you? Steinstorff, offside 3 times, 15 yards. Thompson,
haven't you heard? The forward pass has been legal for 15 years.
Okay, what's the use? Of course, I know the one thing that's really wrong. Marlowe, you're not playing at all. If you'd get in there and play, they'd all play with you. What's eating you, Tommy?
Nothing, Coach. I'm all right.
All right. You're so all right, you're going to spend the rest of the game sitting on the bench.
Coach.
That's final. All right. Ha! If you're all right, then I'm crazy. And I'll prove it to you. Turner, come here.
Me, sir?
Turner, our two best players are out of the game. So I thought it would be an interesting form of suicide to put you in.
Oh, no, no, no.
Gee, that's great, Coach. I'll kill him. I'll tear him apart. I'll show him. For dear old Tate, I'll do or die.
What spirit? Look at that, fellas. There's inspiration for you. New blood in the game. The good old Tate spirit. And no one can beat it. You're not going to let all those people down. Not all those people out there. Not all those little old ladies who sweep up the stadium. I mean, that's it. Bobby, my boy. Fellas, get up off your benches and get in there and fight.
Bobby jogs out ahead of the team.
You're lucky, Doug. I wish I had a broken rib.
Tommy, you shouldn't say that. You still got a chance to win.
Win what, the game?
Sure, and Pat, too. Don't you want to announce your engagement to her?
Not when I'm in love with Connie.
Tommy leaves. Beef finishes buttoning his jacket.
Connie!
Grabs his hat and hustles out of the change room. In the stands.
Connie!
Beef! Here we are! Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm on the x-ray.
Down in front.
Listen, Connie, you got to do something. You can't just sit here. Tommy's losing the game.
But what can I do about it?
He just told me that if he wins, he gets the wrong girl because he loves you.
Oh, sit down.
Oh, you mean Tommy really loves Connie?
Yeah, and she's got to go out there and give him a pep talk.
But if I do, then I lose him forever. Holy smoke, you mean it's true?
Uh-huh.
Then we got to do something. You love him. He loves you. We've got to get rid of Pat.
Why did I ever tell her Tommy was the pickle king?
Pickle king.
Connie chews on her nail thoughtfully.
Beef, have you got your brother-in-law's car here?
Sure, have you seen it?
Oh, no, but I'd love to.
Hey!
Oh, we're going.
You're going down to talk to Connie?
No, I'm going to the house. I'll see you later, babe. Come on.
But my x-ray.
Yes.
In the car.
Faster.
I don't understand.
Oh, please, Beef, I've got to concentrate.
Speeding toward the sorority house, Connie writes in a notebook.
There. Now, you wait here, Beef. And if someone comes out before I do... Give her a lift, will you?
All right, Connie, but I don't understand.
You will. Cora.
Oh, Miss Connie, I'm so glad you're back. You know, the same...
Never mind that now. You've got to help me. Have you ever acted in a play?
What?
Oh. I mean, have you ever recited lines like, Sarah Bernhardt or Ethel Barrymore? You know.
You mean play acting?
Yes. Come on. Oh, wait a minute, look. Now, I've written it all down here, and don't you talk till you get there.
Shh. Connie motions for Cora to follow. Pat is in her room upstairs.
Oh.
Oh, Cora. I'm so unhappy. Oh, Cora.
Pat cracks her door to listen.
I couldn't stand it anymore. It's so awful. We're winning. Tommy is piling up touchdown after touchdown. And by tonight, he'll be engaged to that awful Pat McClellan. I hate her.
In Connie's room.
Now, Miss Connie, you better forget all about it. He loves her, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, I can't stand it. She's got him for life.
Does she love him?
Oh, I suppose she does. After all, she stuck by him, even through what just happened.
Through what just happened?
Haven't you heard? Tommy's father, the Pickle King, he's gone bankrupt.
Pat's jaw drops.
Really?
Yes, a terrible cucumber blight in Iowa. He's a ruined man. Tommy is penniless.
No.
Well, I guess Pat won't mind. She'll be glad to scrimp and scrub and save and sew, 'cause she'll have him. After all, when you have love, money doesn't really matter, does it, Cora?
Does it, Cora? She could clear 15 or 20 taking in washing.
Oh, but she has such pretty hands. Oh, well, it's her problem now. Oh, Cora.
Poor child. Why don't you go back to the game?
No, I can't watch anymore. Thief drove me over. He's outside now. He's been paying a lot of attention to me ever since... Babe gave him back his fraternity pin. But I guess I love Tommy too much.
Beef is a very fine fellow, no.
Oh, a girl could do worse. Just think. He's one of the richest boys at Tate. Dairy products, you know. Worth millions. Have you seen that new car of his?
Oh, my. It is a wow, yes.
Just think. Such a catch and completely unattached. Maybe I'd better hold on to him before someone else gets there.
Was it all right?
Connie and Cora hurry to the window in time to see Pat run around the front of the car and Beef open the door for her. She hops in, and Connie and Cora joyfully hug each other. Driving along, Pat writes a note.
Gee, why must everyone get literary in my car?
Oh, please forgive me, Beef. This is very important. You will forgive me, won't you?
Gee, I'd forgive you anything.
Back on the football field.
Ready. Mike.
Bobby fakes a handoff, gets spun around, and heads down the field in the wrong direction. A fellow player gets him turned around. The crowd, coach, and pooch are ecstatic. Bobby, with little interference, races down the field all the way for a touchdown. Lead has been cut to 11-6. Beef hands Tommy a note.
Can't stand in the way of true love. Make big sacrifice, give you up.
Hey, Beef, this is it. Hey, thanks.
Tommy rushes to the bench.
Hey, coach, I'm all right now. Let me go in.
Oh, I can't figure it. You got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Tommy joins the huddle.
All right, 32 is our only chance. Bobby, you know the play.
Yeah, okay, Hike.
They come out of the huddle and get ready on the line of scrimmage. The ball is thrown and Tommy makes a one-handed catch. He evades tacklers and goes all the way for a touchdown. Tate wins 12-11. The crowd goes wild. That night at the prom, the dance floor is packed.
Oh, Tommy, we've been looking for you. Where have you been?
On the 40-yard line, and I've got the ball.
Bobby is surrounded by girls.
I got squatters right.
All right, break it up, girls. Come here, woman, and kiss me.
Babe happily obliges.
Where's Beef? I want to show him I'm not afraid of. Hey, Beef, are you looking?
Beef is busy kissing Pat.
Gee, I used to think I had a mother fixation. Not a bit like her. I like you better.
Oh, Beefy, you're a panic.
Do you think he's here, Professor?
Of course he is.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I can't understand why he didn't call me.
Don't forget, he's still under the impression that you don't like him. I'm sure that after you're in there for 5 minutes, you'll be in each other's arms.
Really?
Check, please. Oh, Van Dyne. Would you take Miss Lane inside? I left my pipe in the car.
I'd be delighted.
Thank you, Peter.
The professor grins mischievously as the two walk off together. Connie scans the room for Tommy as she dances with Peter.
You just look adorable tonight.
By Peter.
Tommy notices Connie.
Van Dyne? Would you expect her to come with Professor Kenyon? Oh, I don't know what to expect. I'm going home.
Spotting Tommy, Connie starts to wave, then stops, and her smile fades as he ignores her. Puzzled, she looks back at Peter. In the lobby, the professor frowns when Tommy approaches.
Marlowe.
Yes, sir?
Well, where are you rushing off to?
I'm by home, sir.
Well, isn't it a bit early?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you should leave so soon. I think there's someone inside looking for you.
Who?
Connie Lane, to be exact.
I think you're mistaken, sir. She can't stand the sight of me.
So you're going home?
Yes, sir.
You're just leaving. Sinking away like Napoleon from Waterloo. Did you speak to her? You didn't even speak to her? For Pete's sake, Marlo, what's the matter with you? You don't do this on the football field. When you think it's a losing battle, you try harder. Now you mustn't give up. How do you know she doesn't love you? You've got to... What is it your coach always says to you?
Get in there.
Yes, get in there and fight. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Tommy goes out onto the terrace where Connie is pretending to gaze at the stars.
Connie!
She ignores him.
Connie.
Oh, it's you. I thought you'd left.
Well, how'd you know?
Somebody told me.
Well, I almost left.
What stopped you?
Nothing stopped me. I'm leaving now.
Well, where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going home. Where do people generally go?
Home.
You staying?
Oh, yes, I'm having a lovely time.
Well, why don't you go back inside?
I like it out here. I think it's utterly delightful out here. And besides, no one's going to tell me where to go. Why don't you go inside?
I'm leaving. I don't have to go inside.
Well, then why don't you leave?
Because I love you.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, I said it.
I'm glad.
What?
I'm glad.
Well, you are?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I got a lot of things to say.
For instance?
Do you remember the day in the library when you gave me the French lesson? Well, there are a lot of things that you could teach me, and that's the way I want it to be. You name it. I'll do anything you say.
Anything?
Try me.
Down on your heels.
Down on my heels?
Up on your toes.
Up on my toes? What's that?
That's the way to do the varsity dress.
A crowd fills the patio doorways.
We've always thought knowledge is not. We should be taught to dance. Right here at Tate, we're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheik learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto, complete, say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now, you'll love it, and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on your heels, up on your toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue, gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school, learn how it goes. Everybody
Tommy and the students take over the dance floor.
Here is the drag.
Here is the drag.
See how it goes.
See how it goes.
Down on your heel.
Down on your heel.
Up on your toes.
Up on your toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag.
Hotter than hot.
Hotter than hot.
Newer than new.
Newer than new.
Meaner than mean.
Meaner than mean.
Bluer than blue.
Bluer than blue.
Tommy holds Connie tenderly as they share a long, lingering kiss. The end.